The worst thing you could say at your wedding in 2 weeks. Well, you could say no. Do you take this woman? No. And gotcha. You're getting married? Well, this is, and there's hope for everyone, isn't there? Christ. Well, what a lucky lady. She gets a Norwegian passport. Let's find out more. Where did you meet this lovely lady? South Korea. Nothing but net. Sure. She's looked at the situation with North Korea, increasing its nuclear arsenal, its rocket capabilities, and she's gone, fuck that. I'm off to Norway. Fucking great. What do you do for a living, sir?
I am a consultant.
You're a consultant. You're a consultant, so if I gave you my watch, you'd be able to tell me the time. It's God's work you're doing. Wonderful. I'd go super schmaltzy. In all seriousness, my friend, at the wedding, go super schmaltzy. You can't overdo the schmaltz at a wedding. Just go, I love it so much. Just, you know, have a little cry. Be fine. It's going to be good. It's going to be quite easy to, you know, sometimes at a wedding, but you know, as people come into the church, you have that thing here where you go bride or groom, and they sit on different sides of the church. Be a fucking piece of piss for you, isn't it? What's your name, sir?
Ollie.
Ollie, what do you do, Ollie?
I work in IT.
You work in IT? Of course you fucking do. Proper Viking you are. From rape and pillage to IT. Jesus. Quite proud of the Viking heritage, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've noticed, though, the Viking museums really focus on the pillage. There's very few rape displays. And how much would it cost to get a couple of animatronic Norsemen doing a bit of that? You know, I'm just saying, it's part of your heritage.
Why do women fake
orgasms? Because they think we care. So you said, well, it's more difficult for us as well. Who's got warm yogurt on hand? What the fuck are you thinking? A man faking an orgasm is kind of sort of impressive, I would say. Oh, no, I definitely came. What?
I just wonder, if you had a gun, would you shoot yourself?
If I had a gun?
One bullet.
If I had a gun and one bullet.
In front of you.
And what, sorry?
In front of you, I've got Hitler.
In front of me, I've got Hitler, Stalin.
And your mum.
And my mum. This guy has got an issue with his mum. You realise my mum was not Chairman Mao? Like, those aren't the three you put together. Hitler, Stalin, your mum. What's... That's a hell of a your mum joke. Jesus. Say what you want about the slut, but she never killed 20 million fucking people. Jesus.
What's your favourite STD?
My favourite STD? Great question. It's hard to pick, isn't it? I mean, chlamydia is the gold standard. I remember a friend of mine who's a doctor telling me chlamydia, oh, it's got no symptoms for men, and it can make women infertile. Sorry, you're saying win-win? You need some help.
Yeah.
What, sorry? You're here with your what?
Ex-girlfriend.
Your ex-girlfriend? Christ. The lesbians. All right, I made it. Okay, so you're here with your ex-girlfriend.
And I want her to sit on my face tonight.
You want her to sit on your face
without killing you.
Right, so she needs to lose some weight, does she? This fat cunt, Jesus. How do lesbians orchestrate the 69? Because with heterosexuals, the man is on the... I mean, you'd have to be a fucking lunatic to be on top, right? The fuck are you thinking? But with the lesbians, it must be sort of a toss-up as to who's... What, sorry?
You always get an
arsehole. You always get an arsehole. Your legs sideways? Okay. They know their business, don't they, these... And what would it take to get you girls back on solids? What, sorry?
Her
on your face. Okay, how come you guys broke up? What, sorry? Her ex is why she broke up with you. Her ex is why you... What? She left you for her ex?
No, she's unable to move on.
She's unable to move on from her ex. Well, maybe her ex was nicer than you. That could be it. Sounds likely. Normally with lesbian couples, normally there's a butch one and a pretty one. What's happened here? Are there two pretty ones somewhere else going, I don't know what's going on?
Have you ever had a ladyboy?
Have I ever what?
Had a ladyboy.
Have I ever had a ladyboy? Well, let's not rush to judgment. It was dark and I was drunk. Who knows what happened? I once played Connect Four with a ladyboy in Thailand. I don't think that... I mean, I won the Connect Four. Does that mean I had her? I don't know. A ladyboy, that's not a term I've heard recently. It's like chick with a dick. You don't hear that anymore, do you? They never talk about that when they're talking about trans athletes, do they? They never go, and coming up now, the chick with the dick. I think that terminology would really fucking ruin their... What, sorry?
Chicks with dicks, they're men with tits.
They're not chicks with dicks.
They're men with tits.
They're men with tits. Yeah, no one's Googling on Pornhub, sir. Porn categories, it's got to be chicks with dicks. You could, I might look that up and knock one out. Bloke with tits. It's just a fat dude. You think you're now gonna get? Oh, the lesbians are—they're gonna be doing it. This is tremendous news. We're very happy for you. They mate for life, the lesbians. You'll be fine. Hi, Jimmy. We just flew here for the show. Could you help us pick up some girls in this town before we have to leave? Regards, Martin. and then you've just sat on the phone. Or a cat has walked across a keyboard. I don't know what's gone on there. Where are you, Martin? Where's Martin? Hi, where? Hi, Martin. So where are you from?
Okra.
Like a seagull being sick. Fucking. Yeah. And you need to pick up some girls. Okay. I'll get right on this. Have we got... Are there any ladies in that would say they're not fussy about looks? Well, what do you do for a living, sir? I'll see if I can drum up some interest. What do you do?
I'm an electrician.
You're an electrician, but you've lost your Polish accent. He's an electrician, so he might not be around for long. It's dangerous. All right, well, I mean, have a look. Everyone in here has got the same sense of humour. You might get lucky. You never know.
I will rain sparks.
You what, sorry?
I will rain sparks.
You will make sparks.
Yeah.
Of course you will, because her vagina will be entirely dry. Fucking kindling, it's going to be a bushfire.